From NPR Music, you're connected to all songs considered.
Read all the pamphlets
and watch the tapes.
Read all the pamphlets
and watch the tapes.
Read all the pamphlets
and watch the tapes.
Get all confused with you. Mix up the dates.
I'm Bob Boylan. We are about to be hit by a flood of new CDs beginning in September and then continuing to the end of the year. There should be releases from the Shout Out Louds, the Fiery Furnaces, Manu Chao, the Animal Collective, the Goat Team, Kanye West, Rilo Kiley, Joe Henry, Jose Gonzalez, Iron and Wine, Peter Gabriel, Mars Volta, Postal Service, Radiohead, Roxy Music with the original lineup, Sigur Rós, Chris Walla, and so many more. And right now, well, it's all down to a trickle. And I thought this would be a good time to catch up on music that's come out this year. I know I missed, and maybe you did too. And so I've asked a bunch of friends to join me, friends that spend their time slaving over hot CD players and MP3 burners in New York City, is Meredith Oakes. Meredith, how you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Good. You brought a good list of CDs.
Yep, I'm representing the ladies today.
Okay. Joining us via Skype in upstate New York is Will Hermes.
Hey there.
Hello, Will. And Tom Moon is in at his home in Philadelphia.
Hello.
So this has been a pretty darn good year, and there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out. We started off listening to a little bit right at the top. There was music from LCD Sound System, a CD that I got a lot of laughs out of, but never did feature it on All Songs Considered. Will Hermes, tell us about LCD Sound System.
I'm so glad that I got a chance to go back to this record, because I got it, and James Murphy, who's the brain trust behind the band, is known for being very witty and having a certain insight into a milieu of aging record geeks, I guess you could call them. He had a single called Losing My Edge in 2002, which is hilarious and kind of defined them. But aside from being an amazing dance music producer, I mean, I'd go so far as to say, and I know he would like me to say this because he's a fan of Brian Eno, and I would call him the Brian Eno of dance rock. Huh. Because he has such a sense of texture. He really loves classic 80s dance music. He loves the Talking Heads. He loves Prince. But he also understands and loves techno. But he's a great lyricist across the board. He's not just snarky, but he can actually be really poignant. And at this point, I'm ready to say this is one of the year's best records.
Huh. Well, let's listen to a song on the CD. You introduce it.
Well, we could play one of the poignant songs, but then we wouldn't get a chance to utter the titles of some of the funny ones. And I think the best of them, of the latter, is this one, which is called North American Scum.
Let's give a listen.
Of all the people who are kind of doing this retro 80s thing, you know, kind of going back to those sounds and making, trying to update dance rock, he really is the best. And even a song like that, which obviously has got a goofy reprise, if you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of a serious side to what he's singing about, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, his indie rock roots are showing on this one. You know, he's got that New York song, the kind of pavement-y song. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down.
Yeah. Right. He's a great drum programmer. I mean, his sense of how to program a beatbox is pretty right on. I mean, it's very simple, but it really works.
We're playing CDs that have come out over the past 8 months, many of which may make it onto some people's top 10 lists that we missed here on All Songs Considered. We have Meredith Oakes, Tom Moon, and Will Hermes. There's been a documentary made of Rocky Erickson. Meredith, why don't you tell us about Rocky Erickson?
Well, he was in the 13th floor elevators, like legendary Texas psychedelic rocker and total acid casualty. Like he spent a great deal of time in mental hospitals. And he made a record at one of them, I think Rusk State, a really moving, frightening record. And I never thought of all the, you know, the sort of acid casualties, Rocky Erickson would be back. But he's touring, and I went to see him about a month ago in New York, and he was phenomenal. He has this young band who really love and appreciate the music, and he rocked.
A lot of people don't know in the middle 1960s, the 13th floor elevators, actually many people didn't in the middle 1960s, know the 13th floor elevators, but have come to know them, their music and their early psychedelic sound from Texas. Give a listen to it, just a touch of a song called You're Gonna Miss Me, which was a minor hit for them in 1966.
And had a jug on it.
And had a very weird, all the little poppy mouthy sounds and stuff is actually, I think they're singing with a jug to get the echo out of the jug. Anyway, fun stuff. Let's give a listen to a tiny bit of it. Totally still holds up. I don't know.
I think so too. Great. As do a lot of the songs he wrote after that. Songs that I got turned on to by bands like Bong Water, who covered You Don't Love Me Yet. And, you know, a kid at home. Right. On a Saturday night watching Saturday Night Live. And there's Ann Magnuson singing You Don't Love Me Yet. And all I thought of is, what is this phenomenal song? And I, you know, went sort of found Rocky Erickson on my own at that time. And other bands have covered his stuff over the, you know, the years. But now he is actually back and playing. And it's great to see.
Well, let's go to the other side of the globe, sort of, and play a very different kind of music and ethereal, wonderful. There isn't much good jazz yet again this year. This has been a bad year, I think, for jazz. So it was last year, at least new jazz, great reissues. A group called EST, Tom Moon, tell us about EST.
They're a piano trio from Sweden, of all places, and they play sort of a different kind of trio music, not at all like your sort of cocktail jazz thing. They get compared a lot to the Bad Plus, and I think that's an unfair comparison. It doesn't do them justice. The Bad Plus has this idea that they are sort of bashing, and they play like great emotional extremes in their songs, but often cover, you know, everything from Black Sabbath to Radiohead. EST has sort of gone the way of building drama more with more subtlety, and there's a lot of nuance in the playing, and there's also great melodic stuff going on. It's very interesting music. They've been working for about 10 years. They made about 10 or 11 records, and their new record, which is called Tuesday Wonderland, really steps it up for me. I think it may be the best thing they've done, and it's certainly one of those records that we didn't hear about a lot, but I think people who like instrumental music of any stripe might find something here.
Good, because I love this record. I'm so glad you brought it up. Let's give a listen to EST. It's a great trio. It's great to hear good original jazz music.
Was that the prepared piano at the beginning?
Yeah, at the beginning and the end, this guy loves to use different kinds of sounds, and so he's actually plucking the strings and holding down notes of the keyboard to create kind of an effect of almost a guitar pluck.
Awesome.
Sounds great.
That's great. Well, Hermes, you told me about a CD. I actually didn't know this Beirut EP. I thought it was one of the most interesting CDs in the stack of stuff I've completely missed. Tell me about Beirut.
Yeah, they're an enigmatic little band. They're led by a very young man named Zach Condon, who grew up in New Mexico and started making music there, but now is based in Brooklyn. I guess you would categorize the music as indie rock, but no guitars, at least on this EP. And while he seems like he might be influenced by the Smiths and Magnetic Fields, he's also very influenced by different international sounds, specifically Balkan gypsy music, which he seems very enamored. When he made this, he was 20 years old. I guess he's 21 now. Bit of a prodigy. Has been making records since he was 15.
They're really keen and unique.
Yeah, he's got a big brass section here, accordion, clarinet, mandolin, ukuleles, euphonium, flugelhorns.
What cut do you want to hear? Because the opening cut is what slayed me, but I don't know if you had a particular cut you wanted to listen to.
No, in essence, this is an extended single. The opening cut is it. It's called Elephant Gun.
Let's listen to it.
If I was young, I'd flee this town. I buried my dreams underground. As did I, we drink to die, we drink to night. Far from home, elephant guns was taken down. One by one, we'll lay it down. It's not been found, it's not a
I'm so totally in love with this. I cannot wait to listen to this over and over again. This is an EP. They have they in this case talking about Beirut?
It's a they, but it's mainly one guy. This guy, Zach Condon, who, as I said, I think he's 21 years old. And the name of the EP is to people who aren't familiar with the New York metropolitan area, it might look like it's titled Lawn Gisland, but to the rest of us, it's pronounced Long Island. Long Islanders are sometimes known to call their hometown of Long Island.
Yeah, it does sound a little like Robin Hilton on the other side of the glass said he thought it sounded a bit like Anthony of Anthony and the Johnsons.
Right, a little bit of Rufus. Yeah, a little bit of Rufus Wainwright in that.
A little Calexico-y.
He worked with Calexico, yeah. Didn't he, Beirut? I mean, Zach Condon. He recorded something with them, like a split single or something.
Those guys. He's one of a number of young musicians, kind of nominally indie rock musicians, who are starting to draw on international music in the same way that, say years ago, Paul Simon and David Byrne and Peter Gabriel did. But these guys are operating on a much smaller scale, and the music is real interesting. There's a group called Extra Golden, who are a couple of D.C. indie rockers who hooked up with a couple of Kenyan musicians and are doing a kind of Afropop, a group from Brooklyn called Vampire Weekend.
That's a
great
band.
We're also playing
Devotchka.
Devotchka, sure.
It's an interesting trend.
Not to forget Gogo Bordello, which is sort of a little bit more into another world, I guess.
And you can hear a whole live concert from that crazy, crazy band, Gogo Bordello, on our website, npr.org/liveconcerts. Let's go to Maine. Let's go to Patty Griffin, a great singer and a great songwriter, a record I completely missed this year.
How could you miss a Patty Griffin record? She's got this lovely voice. This is her fifth CD. She's one of the few people who can captivate an audience with just an acoustic guitar. But conversely, what I like about her new record is that it moves pretty briskly through a number of genres and tempos. She's singing here with Emmylou Harris, this song called Trapeze, which has just beautiful countrified harmonies. It goes right into a rockin' song called Getting Ready. But the one I want to hear is called Stay on the Road. It has some nice 60s R&B Memphis horns on it.
Great.
Not as sweet as, you know, most of her stuff. A little Ricky Lee Jones.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it, too. I like anything about a little old man on the bus. Really grabbed me. I just don't like the name of this record, Children Running Through. I don't get it. That's probably why I overlooked it in the first place. I didn't like the title.
There's a soulfulness in a lot of records coming out this year, and there's a Betty Levette record coming out for an old soul singer. Good soul music. It just never dies. One record we completely missed this year. I mean, we heard it. We just didn't put it on our show. It will be on a lot of people's top 10 lists. Is the Amy Winehouse record. Meredith, you're in love with this record, huh?
I don't know how we missed it in the first place, because it's so good. And it kind of set the stage for the summer of bad girls. You know, the summer of Lindsay Lohan passing out in the back of a car, and Paris in jail, and Britney balding herself. I mean, this record came out much earlier than all that. And it's Amy Winehouse has such a great voice, and it's fun as well to observe her social shenanigans, but the record's great, and it's great in part due to the producer, Mark Ronson, who also worked with Lily Allen. Yeah. I don't think there's any samples on this record. I think he totally creates this old soul sound just with instrumentation.
And we put that Mark Ronson on the recent All Songs Considered that's online. It is a good record.
Yeah, he's got this great feel for old school sound, and the song that everybody knows, I guess, from this record is Rehab, which won an Ivor. But the one I wanted to play is the one that's a little more girl groupy, like more 50s and 60s. Me and Mr. Jones, I've read that it's about Nas, whatever his name is, the rapper. And I don't know. I like this one.
Nobody's next in between me and my man. It's me and Mr. Jones.
Me and Mr. Jones.
What kind of fuckery is this? You made me miss the slick reggae. And thought I didn't love you when I did. Can't believe you played me out like that. No, you ain't worth guessing. Plus one of all them girls you can't. Play.
So that's Amy Winehouse. We'll leave it at that. Dr. Dog, a CD that I kept wanting to put on the show and wanting to put on the show. I kept winding up in the pile to get on a show, and it never fit for me. It's a quirky CD. Tom Moon, from your neck of the woods, Philly, yes?
Yes, Philly band.
And Dr. Dog, you would think might be a rapper, but Dr. Dog is no rapper.
No, they worship at the temple of pop, but they have a real spontaneity to the way they do things. It seems like the records are very simply made. There's not a lot of extraneous production, and the songwriting is just great. I mean, that's the thing about that Amy Winehouse record, too, is that, you know, you listen to those songs, and they sound significantly different from, say, the Beyoncé kind of song, R&B hit. And that's what these guys have. They have this songwriting thing where the songs go in interesting places. There's a lot of great harmony, and it's one of those records where once you let it play all the way through, and by about the ninth or tenth song, you go, wow, these are all really good.
Well, let's give a listen. Pick me a cut.
Oh, boy. They're all really good. I like The Girl.
You're listening to All Songs Considered. We're playing music that we missed all year long that we thought were great CDs that we just never got on the show. That was Dr. Dog. Who is Jose Conde?
Jose Conde is a Cuban-American guy from Miami. He's got a record right now with a band. He lives in New York now. His band's called Hola Fresca, and he's done some interesting things. I mean, Latin music in some ways is like where jazz is, where a lot of people are sort of retreading the same ground. And Jose Conde has really tried on this new record, which is called Revolution, to integrate sounds and rhythmic ideas from all over the map. He hired Ziggy Modalist from the Meters to play
great.
Quite possibly, you know, one of the great living groove drummers. There's a lot of different stuff on this record. There's a couple of things that have Haitian compas music in it. There's a great track that has a touch of Japanimation. This is one of the tracks with Ziggy on it. It's called Oshiri Pon Pon.
And when you say Japanimation, I mean, I'm trying to understand that in music. What do you mean by that?
You'll hear it.
Okay.
It sort of has both things. It maintains this very sort of strict tempo thing, and then it also just swings. And Ziggy's rhythm pattern is, you know, he could have been doing this with the Meters.
Well, let's listen to Jose Conde and Y Hola Fresca and come back and talk about some more music.
We'll be right back.
Wow. Yeah, reminded me of the Meters, Great New Orleans band. I love that opening. That opening was so cool.
Yeah, and the chorus is pretty cool, too. I don't know if we'll get
let's skip ahead and get to the chorus real quick. A little back, a little more. Yeah, that's the chorus, so just go before that. Okay, good. Here we go. Let's listen to the chorus. Some mean sounding guitar too. This is fun.
Yeah, it's great like that all the way through, and it's been a great summer record for me. It's been one of the things I've gone back to again and again.
The record by Common is a record that we didn't put on the show for no good reason at all. What do you think, Will Hermes?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to sound very NPR here, but he's a rapper with something to say other than grabbing his nuts and, you know, talking about selling drugs. And he's righteous, but he's not a scold or a moralist either.
He's spiritual, man.
Yeah, he's a spiritual guy. He, you know, speaks about love, but he's not a prude. And there's a number of great songs on here, but one I like in particular is called Misunderstood. And I think the sample that opens it up, people will recognize both the song and the singer, who is not the usual singer of this song, but is not Common.
Baby, you understand me now. Sometimes you see that I'm mad. No one can always be an angel. When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Yeah.
Misunderstood.
We do this for the people that walk that path, trying to get to their dream. Yeah. He stood on the corner with the rest of them, though we knew that this corner wasn't the best of them. Hard streets and the life that caressed them. Dirt police, domestic beefs that's festering. He knew the president wasn't addressing them, though dead presidents was addressing them. Two kids from hot sex, no protection in. People don't see how age is affecting them. It get hard, you get the guy questioning. Can't find a job, so you rob it and hustling. He killed marks and sold dope for cousin them. Can't believe they would be the ones helping them. He on the ground, he can feel God touching him. He heard the sound of his mom saying trust in him. At heaven's gate saying, Lord, please let me in. Or send me back to tell my people to be better men. Because we are.
Just so you know, you can hear these songs on our website. And we're looking at music that's come out the past 8 months before we hit into a deluge of amazing new music. Of which we've all probably dipped into a little bit.
Nina Simone singing along with Common there.
Huh.
Cool. The late great.
How does she do that?
Skype. Skype beyond the grave.
Oh, God. We got to go out on one song. For the podcast listeners, know that you can go to the website and hear these songs in their entirety. Our concert series that many of you heard over this past 8 months, for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, there's not a lot, but boy, there's going to be a bunch of good stuff coming in September, so look forward to that. Who's going to pick us the last one? I don't remember who picked
Justice.
It.
The Waters of Nazareth.
Tell me about Will, and take us out.
They made their name remixing a song by the group Simeon. They came out with a debut record, which people in the electronic music world are fiercely divided on. Some think it's the greatest thing to happen to dance music in the last 5 years. Other people think it's sort of the heavy metal of dance music. You decide. It sounds best really loud and not through laptop speakers, something that can reproduce some bass.
Well, let's get a listen to Justice. It's called Waters of Nazareth. Thank you, Meredith Oakes.
You're welcome.
Nice, it's been great here. Having you. And Will Hermes, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
And Tom Moon
thank
as well.
Thank you Skype.
And Tom Moon, thank you as well.
Thanks for having me.
Let's give a listen to Justice for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.